Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one.
Talk to me, baby, it's Friday, let's go! One more time because it's game day. We welcome you in here to the Friday, November 8th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Borland.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
Yes, sir. KC is out today, but I'll hit the button anyways.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
And we happy that you locked in here with us on this game day. Appreciate it so much. Jay Farrow is going to be at the Punchline Comedy Club this weekend, starting tonight. He's going to join us coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. He'll be here in person, man. That'll be a blast. Will Z will be with us. Eddie Gonzalez, James Hamm, the final hour of the show, all to get us ready for the Sacramento Kings and the Los Angeles Clippers tonight at the Golden One Center. Heard Jesse and the insiders talking about this a minute ago about really what the Los Angeles Clippers are, what this type of game is for the Sacramento Kings. Obviously, they have an interesting stretch of games coming up where you've got the Clippers tonight. You've got the Suns coming up on Sunday. You got the Spurs on Monday, and then you got the Suns again, this time at the Golden One Center on Wednesday. Spurs haven't really materialized yet into what we thought. Wemby doesn't quite look like that monster. I think a lot of us, including me, predicted that he would be entering into the season. Of course, season's very young. Still, things can happen. That's a 500 basketball team right about now. As a matter of fact, the Los Angeles Clippers, that's a 500 basketball team right now. But these are teams very well coached. These are teams that like scratch and claw and they fight. And these are teams that, not to go Alvin Gentry on everybody, but these are teams that don't quit. These are teams that, you know, bust their ass for 48 minutes. And so it's one of those games where it's those situations. I think we saw that a little bit with Toronto. Toronto, undermanned, best player, not in the lineup, not even near the lineup. But, yo, they work. Even in that second game where, you know, they kind of like got blown out in the last, you know, 4 or 5 minutes or whatever. They fought like they had the lead on Sacramento. And I think that's a well-coached team as well. So this Clippers game tonight is one that I'm really interested in because this group in LA, they're going to try to frustrate Sacramento. That's Ty Lue's bag. That's actually, I think, the Clippers' bag. I think he's got the personnel for it. You talk to Terrence Mann, those types of guys. Like, those guys are good for that. But Ty Lue is such a terrific coach. Like, I'm a big Ty Lue fan. And he's a lot like, not the same, but I feel like he's a lot like Mike Tomlin in that he can get, I feel like Mike Tomlin can get the best out of his players. Like, he will find what a player's skill set is and zero in on it and say, that's your job. I think Ty Lue does the exact same thing. And so it set us up for what I think will be a real nice game at the Golden 1 Center. Of course, we got a huge weekend for the San Francisco 49ers, the 49ers and the Bucks. That's a big game for both teams dealing with very, very similar issues. Bucks lost a bunch of guys in one fell swoop. I don't want to say a bunch of guys. Bucks lost their most important guys outside of Baker Mayfield in one fell swoop. And then we all know what the San Francisco 49ers have been dealing with, but they might be on the verge of kicking out of that. As the belief is, Christian McCaffrey will be back to play on Sunday, as will Jake Moody and Juwan Jennings. All big additions, all really important to the game. So we'll get to that as well. We'll talk about the impact that this game could have in a potentially, you know, one of those second half swings that we so often see from the San Francisco 49ers. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line is open for you, as always, 916-909-1320. Shout out to the Chatty House, brought to you by Matthews Mattress. Appreciate everybody tapping in wherever you at. Those on the Odyssey app, those on 98.5 FM HD2. Know that we appreciate you. Man, we got a thriller last night. We knew last night's game was going to be big. It was going to be big for both teams. And man, did they deliver. Lamar Jackson is the best player in football. And I'm not sure that it's particularly close. That was an incredible game, and I want to give Joe Burrow his props, too, because I've been hard on Joe Burrow over the last couple of years. That was a hell of a game from him, too. I don't know what else Burrow could have done other than, hey, I love Lamar. I like for the Ravens, but the only thing Joe Burrow could have done on that last drive, on that two-point conversion even, was throw a flag. I also love that Zach Taylor went for 2 points. Lamar was cooking in that fourth quarter. Like, absolutely cooking. I see Keep It Real G says here in the Chatty House, why did they go for two there? The reason you go for two right there is because Lamar Jackson had thrown for 197 yards and 3 touchdowns. In the fourth quarter, that's not his game stat line. That's his fourth quarter stat line. I thought it was the right call by Zach Taylor. I love that call. If you're the Cincinnati Bengals, you need to win football games. And you have an opportunity right there on the last play of the game, or would have been close to the last play of the game, to win. Give me that 10 times out of 10. Go for the win. Especially on the road. Oh, you go for the win right there. You go for the win right there. And again, I call it what it is. The only thing Joe Burrow could have done was throw the flag there. Tried to make a play, did everything he had to do, had a great game. 8 passing touchdowns, 0 interceptions between those two quarterbacks. 8 passing touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Terrific football game, terrific comeback by the Baltimore Ravens. I was worried about them. I was starting to write their eulogy like, what? Boy, and I knew who was going to take the brunt of it too. Lamar is the most, I don't know if scrutinized is the right word. They talk about Lamar in like a goofy, they talk about Lamar as if he's not one of the ones.
Lamar's still trying to prove to people that he's a top quarterback in the league.
The man right now is leaps in, if you did MVP power rankings, second place is so distant right now, they're not even worth inviting. If this was the Heisman Trophy and they tallied the ballots, all right, we take the top three. Well, there's really no point in bringing 2 and 3. They ain't winning. What are we, 9? What are we, 9 weeks? This week 9?
I believe so. Week 10.
Week 10. This is week 10. Lamar is the MVP. Lamar Jackson is on the verge of his third MVP.
Be Josh Allen, be Jaden Daniels. There's plenty of others on the list this season.
And then his detractors, the rich from anywheres, the Chiefs fans will say, well, he didn't beat one guy. And that's all everybody is waiting for him to do, is to beat one guy. And the funny thing about it is, if the Ravens and Chiefs match up, it'll be spectacular because you have the number one offense in the Baltimore Ravens versus the number one defense in the Kansas City Chiefs. And then you've got Patrick Mahomes and this makeshift offense that he's doing his absolute best with, going with a Baltimore Ravens defense that for, it's got to be the first time in, what, two decades? Two and a half decades? They stink. The Baltimore Ravens defense is terrible. Absolutely terrible. But Lamar Jackson has that terrible defense and that number one offense, thanks to Lamar, thanks to Derrick Henry, at a 7-3 record. And I don't know if y'all caught this. You see what we got next Sunday?
I did not.
We got Ravens Steelers next Sunday.
It's been good old AFC North football.
Oh, man, give me that. Give me that. But yeah, the 7-3 Baltimore Ravens. Derrick Henry didn't have one of those monster games that he's so prone to, man, but Lamar Jackson did. Again, I give praise to both of these quarterbacks. Jamar Chase, just a ridiculous stat line for Jamar yesterday. He was catching 70-yard touchdown passes, it felt, every drive.
Putting up Jerry Rice numbers.
Crazy.
I think the only player other than Jerry to have multiple 225-yard games with multiple touchdowns.
11 receptions, 264 yards, 3 touchdowns. That was Jamar Chase's stat line yesterday. For context, Lamar threw for 290 yards. Jamar caught for 264. But these were two teams with two completely different strategies to this game. That was Joe Burrow out there. 56 attempts, 56 dropbacks. 428 yards, 4 touchdowns. Lamar is always going to be a balance of the run pass, especially when you got Derrick Henry back there. 290 yards, 4 touchdowns for Lamar, and a perfect, a incredible fourth quarter. A literal perfect fourth quarter. He had a perfect passer rating in the fourth quarter, but 197 yards, 3 touchdowns. Since 2021, Lamar has 3 wins when trailing by 14-plus points in the fourth quarter. He's at the top of that list. No other quarterback has 3 in the last, 4 years. Just him. And I'm sure someone is saying, yeah, but he can't beat Patrick Mahomes.
You want to be on Bill Polian's side or you want to be on the right side?
Yeah, talk about it. Oh, he's a pretty good athlete. I don't know if he's a good quarterback. All right. My man Uncle Loon right here says, man, 65-22 in the regular season.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
At some point, y'all are just going to have to admit that you're wrong. And I know that we don't do that in professional sports. God, I know they don't do it on television. Oh, but if you're a fan, there ain't nothing wrong with going, yep, I got that one wrong. Here, I'll start. I was wrong about the Golden State Warriors. I thought they were going to be ass this year. That's a good basketball team. And I don't agree with James. James says, I don't think that's sustainable. I do think it's sustainable. They're doing good things on the defensive end, and they can shoot the three. Now, Buddy's going to bite you at some point, but he's playing good basketball. He stepped into that role perfectly. He's like the perfect guy for that team. I was wrong. Now, some of you need to say out loud, I was wrong about Lamar Jackson. You'll feel better if you do it. We are just getting started. Steelin' with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino, where we will be live this Monday beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders. Got all the details when we return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. River Casino. Sky River Casino, where we will be this Monday, Veterans Day, celebrating our veterans out there at Sky River Casino. Hopefully you got the day off. Hopefully you can come hang out with us. It's a big day for us. The Insiders are going to be doing their show live for the very first time at 32 Brew Street. Of course, D'Lo and KC will immediately follow at noon. We need you to wear your Insiders gear, wear your D'Lo and KC gear. Our new boss is going to be there. We fooled the last group. We got to fool this one, too. We got to make them believe we know what we're doing. So pull up, wear your gear. We're going to have an announcement probably in the first hour about our next live show that I'm really, really happy to bring you. It's not going to be too far away. It's going to be in 2024. And it's going to be the biggest live show we've ever done. I'm so hyped to bring you this announcement coming up on Monday. Plus, Matt George said he was coming through. So Matt George is going to be out there with us hanging out. Of course, he'll come up. He'll talk Kings basketball with us. The Insiders will be there. We'll be able to react to the 49ers and the Bucks together. And then it's the second night of a back-to-back for the Kings, so we're gonna hang out. We're going to watch the Kings and the Spurs for sure. That starts at 5 o'clock at 32 Brew Street. But the Kings will have played the Suns the night before, so we'll have a game to look back on and a game to look forward to. We'll grab a group that wants to check out some fine cigars and head over to the Humidor. We're going to have a good time, man. We are going to have a great, great time. I really, really hope you can come see us Veterans Day this Monday, beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders, 32 Brew Street, inside Sky River Casino. Also, if you plan on coming, we're kicking off our canned food drive for the Elk Grove Food Bank. So if you got any canned food, non-perishable food, and you could bring that through, man, that would be absolutely terrific. And we're going to work on getting some people on stage who could talk a little bit about the huge news that happened in Sacramento yesterday regarding Wilton Rancheria, regarding the Sac Republic, regarding the rail yards, regarding the state, all of that. We'll have all of that for you on Monday at 32 Brew Street inside Sky River Casino. So if you can, come through, see us. 916-909-1320. If you want to get in on the conversation, started the day talking about another tremendous afternoon, another tremendous night, I should say, from Lamar Jackson. The Ravens defense is their biggest downfall right now. They're 27th. We mentioned how that's going to be a pretty unique if they wind up meeting up with the Kansas City Chiefs, and how people don't think that that offense is very good and that offense is struggling. But then you got the number one offense in the Baltimore Ravens versus the number one defense in the Kansas City Chiefs. Should that matchup happen? Because everybody thinks that for Lamar to be considered one of the greats, that has to happen. That's ridiculous. Lamar Jackson is on his way. Lamar Jackson is on cruise control to his third MVP. I don't even know who's second, but I'm prone to think it might be Derrick Henry. Give me someone else.
In the MVP conversation?
Yeah.
I don't know. Giving it to a running back is always weird. I think he has to reach 2,000 for that to be real.
But that's what I mean.
Like, Jaden Daniels, I think, would be the only one you throw in there. Josh Allen.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Josh Allen's had a good year. I can't make an argument over Lamar, though.
Josh Allen, what are the Bills now? Let me find it.
6-2, I believe.
They're 7-2.
7-2. Josh Allen's been done well. I think he threw an interception for the first time last week.
That was his first interception of the season?
I believe so. Or at least it's one of the few he's thrown this season.
Yeah, really Lamar only has two. I think Lamar's got like 25-2 or something like that, which is insane. If Josh Allen got better than that, that's crazy.
But either way, I don't think I could make the argument for Josh Allen over Lamar.
Josh Allen got 17-2.
Yeah.
His two interceptions were against your boys. He threw one against the Dolphins and the Seahawks. That's the last 2 weeks. 17 touchdowns, two interceptions, 64% completion percentage, just over 2,000 yards. None of those stats include anything he does on the ground. Lamar Jackson right now, 24 touchdowns, two interceptions, 2,669 yards, and a 69.1% completion percentage.
Collins in the chat, we got a few of these too. Jared Goff, he's got the number one team in the NFC. Super Bowl contenders, I think we all agree.
Won't argue any of that. Jared Goff, Jared Goff, 14 touchdowns, four interceptions, good numbers. 1,840 yards, 74.9% completion percentage. Jared Goff, a very good quarterback. Very good quarterback. He's got the best team of the three. Ravens,
yeah.
Bills, Lions, best team of the three.
Yes.
I'm not gonna undermine the season Jared Goff is having. But no. I can't do that one.
I'd still stick with Lamar too. And if he gets a
I think you're
MVP.
Right. Josh Allen might be second. Josh Allen's up there. Lamar's got to finish strong because Josh Allen's right there. You're right. But man, I don't know. What if the Lions only lose one game all year?
Might be Josh Allen or Josh.
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff. Yeah. Too many J's.
I mean, you can't. Yeah, you can't. play a team loses one game, and Jared Goff putting up numbers like this, like he's not turning the ball over. He's throwing touchdowns. I mean, 74.9% completion percentage. The man threw 100%. Against the Seattle Seahawks earlier this year. Yeah, you can't ignore that.
You have the numbers to do it too.
Yeah, you can't ignore that. Like it'll be up there. And you know, he had 4,500. Man, you know, he's had some good season with the Lions. His first one, not necessarily stellar, but 4,400 yards, 29-7 in 2022, 4,500 yards, 30-12. Last year, and then, of course, this year, he's at 1,800 yards to this point in the season and 14-4.
The way Goff's time with the Rams ended and then getting traded for Stafford and the Rams immediately win the Super Bowl after that really changed how people like saw Goff as a quarterback, I think.
Yeah, that's tough. But you're 100% right, but you also got to give Matt Stafford his due. Matt Stafford was further along in that process than Jared Goff was.
No, yeah.
Matt Stafford's another guy who's a really good quarterback.
Yeah, not with Stafford. I'm not talking about Stafford, but just more so like Goff was probably better than we all thought.
Sure.
Like after that.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Interesting conversation, but for me, it's Lamar. Lamar Jackson is the MVP, at least right now. Baker Mayfield looked like an MVP caliber player to start the season. That kind of fell apart. He started, that's my man's, he started throwing a lot of interceptions. He started throwing interceptions in bundles. Like, I think he had three interceptions on the season at one point, and then he threw three in a single game. And I think he's done that a couple of times. But then his receiving core got completely wiped out. And I thought that game they had on Monday against the Kansas City Chiefs, I thought that was a hell of a game for Baker. I thought it was a hell of a game for Tampa Bay, but they're kind of at the point where, yeah, a nice outing. Yeah. You know, Baker did some good that you have to win. Like, you can't lose that game. Like, the Bucs have fallen into the, like, they have to win games.
4-5 right now, I believe.
Yeah, that's tough. Like, it's all kind of like slipping away a little bit from them. And if Atlanta continues to roll, they could find themselves way on the outside looking in, and they'll be in a similar conversation. They might be in a similar conversation that we had about the San Francisco 49ers, a question that Kenny posed earlier this week. And KC asked, do the 49ers have to win the division to get to the playoffs? And I don't think that they do, but I understood the point. I understood. It makes sense. The Bucs losing too many more games, that's tough. They're gonna find themselves in trouble. I'll give y'all a little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah. We got it, dude. No,
it's all good.
We got it.
It's all good. You know, we lay out the show. No, I mean, and I know my man, my man's, you know, dealing with some things, and you know, we talked about Uncle. We, you know, Kenny lost a member of his family. He mentioned, like, you know, a week and a half ago, hey, the funeral might be, you know, next Friday. It's like, oh, just let me know. Well, he let me know yesterday at 4. That's all good. That's my man. That's par for the course with my man. It's all good. It's all right. We got Kyle. We got Eddie. We got James. We got Jay Farrell pulling up. Kyle has to go donate socks. Shout out to everybody who sent in socks. And Eddie just texted us that we can't make it, that he can't make it. But it's all good, baby. We here.
Bryce, you're up. You got a card for us to predict?
Yeah. Bryce, give us your thoughts on NXT and ECW. In fact, anybody, give your thoughts on whatever you want. 916-909-1320. But back to the 49ers and Bucks. So a little bit of a revamped schedule, by the way. Let me run this down here real quick. Jay Farrell, he's going to be at the Punchline tonight. He's going to be at the Punchline this weekend. He'll join us around the top of the 1 o'clock hour. My man Will Z coming up at 1:45. Lots of Kings talk ahead as the Sacramento Kings. And, of course, James Hammond, the final hour of the show, as the Sacramento Kings take on the Los Angeles Clippers tonight at the Golden 1 Center before getting back out on the road for a couple of more games. A back-to-back with the Phoenix Suns on Sunday and then San Antonio Spurs on Sunday. Of course, we'll be watching that game together, the San Antonio Spurs game on Monday. But we'll be watching that game together at 32 Brew Street at Sky River Casino. But back to this Bucks 49ers game, all of the attention is going to be on the San Francisco 49ers because of what we believe is the return of Christian McCaffrey. And it's a tough spot for Christian McCaffrey to be in. It's really a tough spot for Kyle Shanahan to be in because it feels like this is all on the shoulders, the figurative shoulders, the Achilles of Christian McCaffrey.
Is that realistic to have the issues that the 49ers have had this season? And that's like Christian McCaffrey Band-Aid, boom, we're good now.
Well, it is realistic if he's healthy, because when Christian McCaffrey put on a 49ers uniform for the first time, everything changed. But he was healthy. So what the thing with Christian McCaffrey that I'm still so like a little confused by is this is the same injury he had last year.
With the Achilles, I believe so.
Yeah, and he went through, like, the off season. I mean, he continued to play, which probably problematic, but he continued to play, and not better through the off season. I know he practiced. I know he was a part of training camp, and then they were like, oh, it's no big deal. Oh, it's no, yeah. Nah, Christian McCaffrey, he's not going to play in the preseason. Nothing to worry about. Well, this week 10, we about to see him for the first time. I remember when KC brought up for the first time do you just put him on IR if you think he's going to miss a couple of weeks? Like, nah, you don't need to do that. If he's going to miss 2 weeks, like, you play him in the third. Then he misses a couple of weeks, and they wind up putting him on IR, and it's like, yo, what is going on?
He sat out about 9 months of football or whatever you want to call it and didn't tear anything.
Right. So to answer your question, like, yeah, I think the Christian McCaffrey Band-Aid works if he's Christian McCaffrey. Like, if Christian McCaffrey has a Band-Aid and he's trying to Band-Aid the San Francisco 49ers, then I'm a little worried. And he's a weapon. He's going to change things. But that's kind of the other That's the other thing through all of this. Like, it's not like the San Francisco 49ers offense has been terrible. It's not like they haven't been able to move the ball. It's not like they haven't been able to do things. Like, the San Francisco 49ers, for the most part, they've played good football. They've played decent football. They've had, man, there's a lot of defensive moments that you can look at. There's some, man, there is a feature film length worth of special teams plays that you can look at. But the offense, for the most part, despite Debo being in and out, despite Brandon Ayuk now being gone, Juwan Jennings in and out, no Christian McCaffrey. George Kittle, I think, missed at least one game this year, if I remember correctly. They still have put up decent numbers on the offensive end, and I think part of that is, I got to admit, Brock Purdy's a steadying influence. Brock Purdy has done well for the San Francisco 49ers. Brock Purdy has kind of kept them afloat while everything has fallen apart around them. While the injuries have happened, while all the different things has happened, like, Brock Purdy's been there to steady things. But the Bucs bring a unique set of challenges for the 49ers. Namely, they're desperate. Now, desperation doesn't always equate to execution, especially when you're missing as much talent as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are. But Baker is capable. Christian McCaffrey does not play defense. That defense is going to have to be on point, and what Christian McCaffrey can do to help that defense, what Kyle Shanahan can utilize Christian McCaffrey for to help that defense a little bit, is to keep Baker Mayfield off the field. The Bucs can't score if Baker's not out there. The Bucs can't score if they're constantly on defense. You wear that defense down, they could be in good shape. We saw that. We saw that on Monday night. And the 49ers have this relatively recent, not even relative, the 49ers have this recent history of being able to make runs. They have a recent history of being able to make second half runs. They have this ability to become, to go from a good team to an elite team after the bye week, or a good team to an elite team as the second half of the season hits. And that's where we are. We're at that second half of the season. We're at that second part of the season. We're post-bye now for the San Francisco 49ers. It just lined up perfectly for them. And now we got to see, all right, is there a run there? Is there a run where you close out the season strong, like they have on so many different occasions? Is there a run where they can go 7-1, 6-2? What does 6-2 get you in the NFC? What does 6-2 get you in the NFC West? What does 7-1 get you? I mean, you can get greedy if you want to, but you got the Buffalo Bills. I mean, the 49ers have the ability to show something here over the next 6 weeks. Tampa coming in, you could argue they're on the ropes. That's fine. You got Seattle. You could argue they're on the ropes. That's fine. You got the Packers after that. You got the Bills after that. Both of those are road games. You got the Packers and Bills in consecutive road games. And then, of course, you got the Detroit Lions in Week 17. Those are big-time games. Those are big-time opponents. And what will the Packers look like in 3 weeks? The Packers could be at a stage of desperation in 3 weeks. Buffalo looks like they're rolling. Again, tough, tough games coming up for the San Francisco 49ers. And in my opinion, yes, I'm a little biased because I like Baker Mayfield, I do think it starts this weekend. Less because of the talent that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have, and more because of the desperation that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have. I don't think Atlanta can truly run away with the division. I think Atlanta can continue to win football games. But to leave the Bucs in the dust, I don't think that that's realistic. I'm taking a quick glance at their schedule. And I might change my mind. The Hawks got the Saints coming up this week. They've already beaten the Saints once. They got the Broncos coming up after that. I don't know what the Broncos are to be. I don't know. Then they got their bye week in week 12. Chargers, Vikings, Raiders, Giants, Commanders, Panthers after that. But this is football, any given Sunday, any given Monday, any given Thursday, whatever. You know how it is, especially when these divisional games come into play. You got the Saints playing with a new coach. God knows what place the Raiders will be in 5 weeks. Who's going to be the quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders at that point?
You're going to be the coach.
I don't think they're firing AP in season. That'd be kind of crazy.
I mean, at this point, you already fired your whole offensive staff.
Was McDaniels fired after 1 year? Or was it two?
It was like a year and a half, maybe?
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. That's right. Yeah, because AP coached out the last handful of games. That's right. Oh, man. Bad decision on bad decision. I like the 49ers in this one for a variety of different reasons. I like them coming off the bye. The Tampa Bay Bucks are coming off of a short week. Tampa Bay is also coming off an emotional game, one that they probably wish they could have done differently. I do not think, I said this to start the show, I thought the call by Zach Taylor last night was perfect. Go for two. You have the opportunity to win the football game. You have the opportunity to beat a really good Baltimore Ravens team on the road, on a short week, you take it.
And your defense couldn't stop a nosebleed at that point.
Couldn't stop in the fourth quarter. Couldn't stop anything.
The Ravens had scored four times in a row at that point.
197 yards from Lamar Jackson in that quarter alone. End it. They couldn't do it. Not entirely their fault. But that's the right call. If I'm Zach Taylor, that's the right call. That's the call Todd Boyles and the Bucks missed on. That's the one they missed on. You have the opportunity to beat Kansas City, or at least take the lead against Kansas City. You take it. You do it. You take that opportunity. So that's an emotional, like, that's tough. You had it. It was right there. You're still above water if you beat Kansas City on Monday. You're feeling a little bit different about this short week game against the San Francisco 49ers, where they're probably riding a wave of emotion with Christian McCaffrey returning, with Juwan Jennings returning, and all of that. But that is an emotional lift for the San Francisco 49ers. If the 49ers are able to get to the red zone and get in the end zone on their first drive of the game, oh, they're going to be feeling good. And then you maybe have some sustained drives throughout the first half, and you put the Bucs on their heels in the second. And the Bucs just lack the playmakers that they had back in week 1, 2, 3, and 4. It's not a fault to the way that they're playing. It's just the reality of what it is. And we've talked with Kyle Mattson in this very time slot on numerous occasions leading into the trade deadline about whether the San Francisco 49ers needed to make a trade, whether they needed to do something to kind of keep up with the rest of the teams in the conference. Or, shoot, maybe in their case, keep up with the rest of the teams just in the division. Well, as we know, the trade deadline kind of came and went, and San Francisco thought, we've got Christian McCaffrey coming back. We've got Juwan Jennings coming back. Maybe Dre Greenlaw is out there in the distance. Okay, we'll take that. And so Jesse said it to start. They're putting this on Christian McCaffrey. Whether it's realistic or not, the San Francisco 49ers championship opportunities, the San Francisco 49ers Super Bowl opportunities, they sit on Christian McCaffrey's shoulders.
If they lose, are we kind of just accepting this is who they are this season?
Yeah, I think there comes a point.
Because we're nine, 10 games in, whatever, at this point.
I mean, there comes a point where it gets tough to make an argument. Like, the 49ers have won one, lost two, one, loss, one, loss, one. If the scenario you just played out happens, it means they lose again. That's a 500 football team.
Yeah.
And why they would be a 500 football team, I'm not really sure. And as stupid as this sounds, remember, I'm not speaking from a fan perspective. I'm speaking from a team who, from a guy who watches his football team and is really has seen this team over the last couple of years in the playoffs. Not a fan perspective, but if they got to the playoffs, I'd still think they'd be dangerous. I think you can wipe out a 500 season in, by getting to the playoffs if you're a team the caliber of the San Francisco 49ers. Like the 49ers getting to the playoffs and me thinking, yeah, they could do something. It's not like the Jets getting to the playoffs and me going, yeah, I think they could do something.
Are they still that caliber of the 49ers?
I need to see them lose in the playoffs to show me that they're not.
I got you. I got you.
And if they do, then I don't know what you do. Because now you have the regular season. Now you have the extra emotional energy. You have the you know, the experience in the postseason. And you can't get it done? Yeah. It's not a lot of arguments you can make right there. We'll come back. We're expecting Jay Farrell to join us here in the studio at some point. And can the Sacramento Kings make any definitive statements tonight or this weekend? We'll talk about that. Stephen with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. My man Johnny G here in the chat says, I haven't been on Prize Picks in a while, but you guys are making me reconsider. Well, go on, get that money. Go and get that money, Johnny G. Get in there. We're looking at Prize Picks right now. Download the Prize Picks app and use the promo code. Casey's not here, so use the promo code KSFM. Promo code KSFM gets you $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. What do we got here? Let's take a look at this, Johnny G. We've got the Prize Picks app open. What are some of the popular picks? You got Phoenix versus Dallas tonight. More or less 25.5 for Kevin Durant. I don't know. A hot one tonight, Steph Curry versus Cleveland. More 2.5 three-pointers. Oh, look at this one. Oh, wait. Am I reading this right? They got Domantas Sabonis at 19.5 rebounds plus assists. I'm going more. Domas might have 20 rebounds. We're doing that one. What else have we got in here? LaMelo 28. Luka Doncic. 9 rebounds, more or less. Let's see. Let me look. Oh, there he is. There he is. Tyrese Halliburton versus Charlotte. More or less, 9 assists. Y'all know what to do. Hit that less, baby. Hit that less and get paid with D-Lo. What else are we doing here? I need one more. I need one more for my Prize Picks. We took less on Tyrese. We took more than 19.5 rebounds and assists for Domas. I might take that Steph Curry bet, man. I might take that Steph Curry 2.5 threes. I'm going to take it. Shoot. What y'all think? Steph Curry 2.5 threes? I'm going to take it. I'm not feeling as good as I was. But I got that Tyrese under in there, so I'm going to take it. Download the Prize Picks app right now and use the promo code KSFM to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Get in there, Johnny G, and take that Tyrese less. I'm going to take that Tyrese less till it don't pay off. And it's going to have to not pay off multiple times for me to not keep doing it. Looking for some more Kings bets. I might have to go through the lineups a little bit more, see what they have out there for De'Aaron or maybe Kevin Herter or Keegan Murray. And I asked this question before the break, and I'll ask you now if y'all want to get in. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line 916-909-1320. Can the Kings make any definitive statements this weekend? They got the Clippers tonight at the Golden 1 Center. That's a home game. That's a game you feel like, hey, and Kenny and I were talking about this yesterday. Beating the Suns would obviously be a bigger victory. Like, the Suns are they're kind of playing out of this world right now. They're one of the top teams in the league. So it'd be nice to beat them, but that's a road game where you've got them coming in on Wednesday. You want to take care of home court. That's something Malik talked about. That's something De'Aaron talked about. That's something Mike talked about. That's something everybody talked about this offseason. That's something everybody talked about in training camp. Take care of home court. Well, they're 2-1 right now at home. Again, it's a very young season. We're going game to game. That's what we do. But they're 2-1 at this point in the season. Yeah, give me the Clippers game. Give me another win at home. Give me that Golden 1 center popping. Give me all them purple lights going off. Give me that buzz that the crowd has. Give me that. Establish your home court. You got two road games coming up. Hey, if it takes till Wednesday for you to get one against the 7-1 Suns, whatever. Ain't worried about that. I want them to take care of home floor. All those people who go to the Golden 1 Center, they're going to be people going to the Golden 1 Center tonight for the only time this year. Yo, take care of home court. Yo, light the beam. I might stay till the end of the game tonight. I want to see that beam lit tonight. That's an experience for people. Take care of home court. And then if you want to get greedy on the road, man, by all means, get greedy on the road. But this is a game that if the Sacramento Kings lose tonight, it means, one, they didn't execute. Two, the Clippers probably did. It was death by paper cuts. Because I don't think, like, Norm Powell is going to light them up for, well, knock on whatever this thing is made of, this counter is made of. I don't think Norm Powell is going to light them up for 35. But there's guys who can score on that team. And they're going to score ugly. Zubac, I think it was the night before. It must have been Monday, because obviously there were no games Tuesday. So it must have been Monday. Zubac had like 10 offensive rebounds. Yo, that can't happen tonight. 10 offensive rebounds is ridiculous. They had 16 offensive rebounds total. No, you can't do that. What's the term? The crash zone? Yeah, I'm going to need to see Keegan in the crash zone. Whether he's following De'Aaron's shot or he's following his own or whatever, I'm going to see him out there in the crash zone on the offensive end and the defensive end. 10 offensive rebounds for a single player. That's crazy. That man got a double-double. Zubac got a double-double just in points and offensive rebounds. But this is a team that can execute. This is a team that's going to play a lot of their guys. And Mike has been running basically, you know, 7 or 8 guys here. And if, you know, I do think at some point Trey's going to, whether it's find his legs, find his shot, find his groove, find his something, he's going to find it. But I don't know if that's tonight. I don't know if it's Sunday. I don't know what it is. I know he'll find it, though. Of course, I said that about Kevin Huerter last year, and that didn't particularly go well. But this is a bit of a different situation. But even at that, Mike runs a limited rotation. Ty Lue doesn't. Ty Lue got guys out there playing minutes. He's running closer to 9. He's running a lot closer to 9 than Mike is. And there are guys, Coffey's able to get them buckets. Like, they've got plenty of guys. They have no, you know, James Harden is out there. I don't feel like James Harden, at least so far this year, has been ridiculous with the basketball. Like, I don't think we've had, you know, 30 shot attempts from James Harden. I mean, maybe we have, and I didn't watch it, but I don't think we have. That's part of the reason I think the Clippers are at that 500 position that they're in. They're letting the team kind of They're letting the team as a collective just kind of work. With no Kawhi Leonard. And I don't know. This might explain this may very well exemplify how good of a coach Ty Lue is. Because James Harden told us, like, all offseason, oh, I'm the system. I'm the one. I'm the guy. I'm going to do this. Oh, I've done it before. I've been the lead guy. I've been the... And he has. He's 100% right. He's done all of that. But I don't feel like he's tried to do that with this team. And because he hasn't, it's allowed Derrick Jones Jr., Norm Powell, Terrence Smith. It's allowed different guys to kind of find a rhythm. It's allowed different guys to kind of do some things here. Our man Leezy in the chat says Norm Powell has averaged 25 points, 3 assists, 2.2 rebounds in the last 5 games. Well, all right. Don't get beat by Norm Powell tonight. Let's take a quick peek here at who the Clippers have played so far this season. I know they played the Spurs. They started with the Suns. Lost a close game to the Suns. Beat the Nuggets in a close one. They're the one team that beat the Golden State Warriors. Lost to the Trailblazers by 1. Lost to the Suns a second time by 6. Got roughed up by the Thunder. Beat the Spurs. And then, of course, beat the Philadelphia 76ers in Paul George's return to Los Angeles the other night. It's not that different than the Kings' schedule, is it? Not schedule in terms of the opponents, but when you look at the games that they've lost, lost by 1, lost by 6, and they got blown out in that one, lost by 3. That's the Kings. Now, I don't think the Clippers are as good as the Kings, but I think the Clippers are at a point in the season where they can get by on their toughness. I think they're at a point in the season where they can get by, like, with a lack of talent and just solid execution. I don't know that that can carry them through the entire season. And I don't know, maybe it can carry them till Kawhi Leonard returns. But they've done some good things this year. They've done some things to where if you're a Clippers fan, if such thing, that okay, it's not the worst. Take a peek here at what James Harden has done. 20 points, 9 assists, 28.4% from three-point percentage. Wow, 37% from the field. Yikes. No, oh, he's getting them shots up still. It's not crazy. He's getting them shots up. This is ugly. Yeah, James just ain't that no more. Again, knock on the counter. James Harden ain't that no more. Kings, though, they got, obviously, the Clippers. We've talked about that. The Suns. They've got the Spurs after that. We'll be watching that game at Sky River Casino on Monday if you want to pull up on us. And then, of course, they've got the Suns here at the Golden One Center next Wednesday. Those two games against the Suns kind of bookmarked the toughest stretch so far that they've had this year. The similarities in all of these teams, obviously, the Suns supremely talented. 7-1 team, stars galore, role players playing well. Well-coached team with Mike Budenholzer out there. Clippers and Spurs, maybe not the biggest juggernauts in the league. Well-coached teams that give the Kings fits no matter what their records are. And we said yesterday, I said yesterday, I won't put it on anybody else, I said it yesterday, yo, this Kings team is different. This team feels like they feel locked in. We go back and we look at De'Aaron's, we just like notice things, whether it's real or we're making it up. We look at De'Aaron in the shoot-around audio that we aired. We have some from shoot-around today, I think from Kevin Herter and Keon Ellis that we could play for you here in a few minutes. But we looked at that. It's like, it looks locked in. DeMar always looks locked in. Domas has been locked in since the gym opened. These guys didn't like panic, waver, worry, after losing the first two. You could see that they were frustrated, And we didn't get that. Oh, there's nothing to worry about. They just said we've got to execute better. We've got to do some things better. They look locked in. They look locked in on the floor. We everybody keeps talking about the heat, the halftime. Oh, we had to go at each other a little bit. Everybody went nuts over that. Nobody knows what it means. But DeMar said it. Domas said it simultaneously on two different post-game interviews, and the fan base has gone nuts for that. Again, we have no clue what it means. We don't know who went at who. We don't know if they went at each other. We don't even know what went at means. We think we do, and we create scenarios in our head where someone said this, or, of course, De'Aaron comes out. He goes for 16 points. He's an assassin out there in the third quarter, and we all wind up on the same conclusion. Somebody pissed off De'Aaron. And I'm all for it. Give me 82 games of De'Aaron Fox being pissed off. I'm perfectly fine with that. We've seen De'Aaron angry before on the floor, and he's borderline unstoppable.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.